Back at it now on this Monday. Good to have you here. Mark Mix is the National Right to Work Foundation president, joining us here to talk about some Michigan school employees who challenged being charged union dues even after they said they had recused themselves from the unions under Michigan's right to work laws. Mark, welcome to the program.
Steve, good to be on with you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this.
So tell me about the case and the cases at hand here, and have they won again?
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve. We've had over 100 cases in Michigan where we've represented employees trying to exercise their rights under Michigan's right to work law that went into effect back in 2013, passed in 2012, into effect 2013. And then, in addition to that, we've had other cases that have granted protections for government employees post-Janus decision, which was a U.S. Supreme Court decision that was decided last June. And in the case at hand, we represented two school employees in the Port Huron Area School District, and they were trying to exercise their rights, and the MEA, the Michigan Education Association, wouldn't let them do that, even though we went to the Michigan Employment Relations Commission and won a case saying that the union's compulsory fee structure was illegal. The union still collected their dues, so we ended up in federal court. And it turns out that the union didn't want to fight because we had a bunch of employees that were contacting us. And so the union has settled and let these workers out completely of the dues and fees that they were required, or that the union said they were required to pay, because they missed a small window period or an escape period to exercise their rights.
So what does this mean
for these teachers and for Michigan workers?
What does it mean for you said they were still collecting the dues over a period of time, a number of years, it looks like, if I'm not wrong about that, and continue to take money. So is the settlement public or has it been sealed?
It is public. We've made it public. We've won this on behalf of the two teachers that were named plaintiffs in the case, and also on behalf of 11 other employees that have come forward and gotten the same relief that these employees have. Now, it's not a legal victory. The union decided not to go to court because the record in this particular instance wasn't good for them based on them violating the Michigan Employment Relations Commission's orders back in 2014 that said the scheme was illegal. So
I assume then what I'm getting at is I assume that these folks were not only reimbursed for the money that was taken, but there was some additional amount on top of that. That's what I'm asking you.
No, they got their money back. They got their dues money back, and no money is being taken out. So, you know, I don't think these people are looking for any kind of punitive damages or anything like that. They just want to get their money back and exercise the rights they have under Michigan's right to work law and the Supreme Court case.
So what do you think this means moving forward to, you know, several other states are right to work states now, as well as Michigan is? What do you think this means, the takeaway, not only for people in Michigan, but, you know, elsewhere?
Well, what it indicates, and there are 27 states that have right-to-work laws, including Michigan, and that's exciting, 5 new ones in the last 7 years. But basically what happens is every time we can talk more about this and we can hold union officials accountable for the type of activities that – you know, either in publicly violate the law or kind of informally violate the rights of workers, that's valuable. And, you know, it gets to a point where union officials ought to create an opportunity for workers who want to join them to join them, to pay dues and fees, but they shouldn't compel anyone. And the more that these workers come forward, the more we're able to help them in these legal cases, and the more we're able to expose this, I think the more accountable union officials will be, and I think it'll be better off for all employees across the country, particularly in the public sector, because the Janus decision that we won last June covers every government employee in the country, even in the states that don't have right-to-work laws.
Right. So I guess as you look at the future of unions, I mean, it looks like their power, their influence, their money is being trimmed in places all across this country.
Well, yeah, because their money was predicated on compulsion prior to the Janus decision and prior to the enforcement of right-to-work laws across the country. I mean, they could compel you to pay them a fee for the condition of working, which is a pretty unique privilege. And you know, what happens in those situations is that when they can just take the money out because they can, because the law says they can, you know, the accountability that comes with that. I mean, I think in Michigan today, you're looking at a UAW strike. You know, I think, 49,000 GM employees are out on the street today and striking. But the problem that they've got is there's another bubbling story there about the corruption in the union leadership. I mean, it goes all the way to the top of the union leadership. And I believe that type of corruption is protected by their compulsory unionism powers. Hopefully workers in the right-to-work states that are represented by the UAW will exercise their rights and hold these officials accountable. I think six of them have already pled guilty, and now they're up to the Jones and the Williams level of the C-suite at the UAW. So right-to-work laws give workers a chance to hold union officials accountable.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the FBI raids across the country when it comes to UAW leadership, and a lot of questions about how the money was spent for luxury items and luxury homes and getaways and parties and all sorts of things, right?
Yeah, and the story continues to grow. I mean, there was another conviction of an associate of the international president of the UAW, Jones, just yesterday, I guess last week. The person that was his lieutenant in a district office, District 5, down in Missouri. And the stories are just getting worse and worse by the minute. And unfortunately for rank-and-file workers, particularly in Ohio and Illinois, where UAW officials had the privilege of forcing workers to pay dues for fees as a condition of getting a job, I mean, they can't hold their union leadership accountable, but workers in Michigan can, workers in Indiana can, and workers in the other right-to-work states can certainly do that and say, look, we want answers, and if you don't give us answers, we're going to withhold our money. And I think that's a really powerful accountability tool, and one that probably will play out more so over the next several months as this corruption scandal either comes to a conclusion or blossoms into something bigger than what we've seen already.
Mark Mix, the National Right-to-Work Foundation president. Mark, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks for the opportunity.
There you have it. Mark Mix, the National Right to Work Foundation president, says Michigan workers have won as a result of this. Speaking of working, once you retire, that regular paycheck from your job is gone, but you will know it won't stop bills. You'll still have to pay those monthly utilities, health care, and yes, you're still going to have to pay taxes, even in retirement. Fortunately, if you have a 401k or an IRA, you can convert those into real money, but how do you do that? Well, Bruce Van Hull and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do that. They'll sit down with you to design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate lifetime income. You won't have to worry about whether the market's up or down or who's sitting in the White House. You can focus on the things that matter to you. Spending more time with your family, meeting friends for lunch, and doing all those things you never had a chance to do before. Go to MyLifePlanFinancial.com. 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 You tell them Steve Gruber sent you from the Steve Gruber Show.